You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. The Muses Creative Artistry Project is an Arkansas-based arts ensemble. This group will present a concert of music from operas and Broadway musicals this Thursday, September 13th at 7:30 in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with Dahleen Davidson, the President and General Director of the Muses, about the upcoming concert and about the group's mission.
The Muses Creative Artistry Project is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving classical arts through performance and education. We function out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we run a 52-week season of performances aligned to those four seasons. So we do it in March, we do it in June, we do it in September, and we do it in December, all different styles of programming. Celtic music, Broadway, in this case opera, and then at Christmas, a Voices of Angels classical vocal arts program. We incorporate all of the arts. In other words, the Muses were the historic inspirers of creativity to the ancient Greeks. And today, we claim their name in inspiring interest in and support for the arts. And so that would be music, instrumental and vocal, as well as dance, poetry, drama, literature, anything that is excellent. Our two bywords for the Muses are inspiration and excellence. And so we use the arts as a tool for showing, practicing, and teaching high-quality production in every area.
That's a big goal that your organization has. I want to ask you to kind of elaborate on a few of those things. You mentioned that you are a nonprofit. Is this an organization that's made up of paid performers or volunteers?
Oh, this is a professional performing organization, meaning we pay our performers, because that is one of the principal cores of this, that the arts at this level of excellence require a certain honing and mastery and refining of those skills. And that is truly only possible when you have artists and performers who have gone to school, who have their education, who have paid for the training, who have put in the time, who have paid their dues. And so when they come out, the performers that we engage are already working professional artists. They're working professional performers. So we hire them and we pay them. And that is what our nonprofit does, is raise the resources from members of the community, from foundations, from corporations, from individuals who agree that that level of excellence requires support. And so our artists are paid to perform for us. Our young artists are also paid because they're learning how to treat their skill and their craft as a professional performance. So they're not at the level of honing as the professionals, but they're getting there. They're in training. This is an apprentice program. It's a mentoring program. And then we also bring in high school students who we teach and educate for free. They are sponsored by members of the community. The Wingate Foundation in particular makes it possible for artist students and teachers to attend our programming for free, and also for us to mentor these younger students so that they're prepared for whatever they want to do as they go forward. So, yeah, to answer your question, we are professional. We are accessible. And by that, I mean our ticket prices are typically $30 to $35, and as I said, free for students, artists, and teachers, so that every member of the community would have access to this level, even though the program should cost $85 to $100 if it was actually the price of that performance. So the balance of those expenses are sponsored by donors and foundations who believe in that mission. We're also mission-based, which I said was excellence and inspiration, and then we aim to be sustainable. In other words, we want to have good business practices to keep this company around, to keep this level of programming. We're already 11 years old in Arkansas, and we're looking at our next decade and trying to bring this beauty across the state.
I'm speaking with Dahleen Davidson, who is President and General Director of the Muses Creative Artistry Project. They'll be performing at the Fowler Center in Jonesboro on Thursday, September 13th. In looking at the list of performers on your website, I see that all of them have very extensive resumes in a variety of different areas.
Yes, if you're going to be an artist in 21st century America or anywhere, you have to be flexible. You have to be diverse. And this particular program we're bringing to Jonesboro is our Opera Plus, meaning opera plus musical theater, in that most professionally trained opera singers are also transitional musicians that can work in other genres. So they are singing actors. These are performers that can use their voice in a number of different ways, the highest quality level being, of course, operatic performance. It's the Olympic of singing. But musical theater is beloved. This is not a snobby organization that shuns anything as long as it's done well. We want our audience and our performers to be engaged in this music. And this particular concert is also subtitled Sing to Love, which represents the fact that music embodies these emotions, and it allows the performer and the observer, the audience member, to engage in the more delicate and refined emotional experiences while listening to and participating in some of the world's most beautiful music. It goes much deeper than just what you're hearing. It's going to go right into your heart and change that, at least that moment, and hopefully the rest of your day and maybe the rest of your week or further.
Well, I like the fact that you're mixing selections from both operas and from musical theater. As a performer, how are those two different musical art forms similar, and how are they different, opera and contemporary American musical theater?
Well, musical theater is the offspring of opera. Opera in its classical form and its development went through the same sorts of changes as all of our arts. It depicted the time in which it was written, the time in which it was performed. So it's really sort of a little historical transition from the one style to the other, as well as languages. Our opera pieces will be performed in their original languages, some French, some Italian. And then we work into the musical theater, which is then the legacy of operetta. We also have a little operetta in between, which is a lighter English-styled, like Fledermaus and Merry Widow. Those are Austrian operettas that transition into musical theater. So for the audience, they'll just feel this shift from a more historical art form into what could have been written yesterday, and much of it was. As a singer, you simply have to prepare your body for those different kinds of performances. As I said, it's very athletic. It's a lot of training and a lot of coaching and a lot of good technique, but we shift our bodies from the one thing to the other, and we communicate, hopefully, the same level of passion and beauty and exchange with the audience, whatever the language, whatever the story. So we also, the musical theater, being a different style of music, it's more contemporary. We have a beautiful percussion player who's going to perform with us to bring that sound in. We've got a trombone, we've got a flute, we've got a fantastic pianist. So we'll have this band that will also be shifting sound from the classical and the romantic traditional European style music into the popular American Broadway.
Is there an element of education that your organization is doing in presenting programs like this one? As you've just helped to educate me a little bit more about the connections between opera and musical theater, do you help audiences also make some of those connections as well?
Absolutely. There will be some program notes in their program that they can read, very much what I just described to you, why I chose which selections in this particular presentation, because it is basically an opera cabaret, meaning it's the best of. We've chosen selections from some of the most beloved and famous operas, Madame Butterfly, La Traviata, Magic Flute, a whole section on Mozart opera, which is delightful and fun and upbeat. So they'll be exposed to, you know, in the actual live experience, they'll hear all these different styles and they'll enjoy them. And then in the literature in their program, they'll be able to read a little more about it and understand why one particular thing struck them more personally than another. Same thing, what we find is that particularly Arkansas audiences, but I would bet most of American audiences may never have experienced opera live and direct. So the initial experience of having these fantastic, young, beautiful performers feet away from them making these amazing sounds with their bodies, that's very impactful. And we hope that it triggers them, as they say, to read more about it or to learn more about it. So definitely we have that live, learn-by-doing experience with the audience. And then we absolutely teach and educate the young artists, the students that work with us throughout the year. They get a much more direct educational experience, as well as being mentored by the performing artists in their technique, as well as the history of these pieces. So it's not a typical educational experience like a classroom necessarily, but it's not didactic. It's learning by doing. It's experiential. And then we also do master classes, not this time when we come to the campus, but we hope that the next show that we bring will have an opportunity to do a master class where the performing artists will interact directly with the music students or the dance students. We'll also have a ballet dancer with us to talk about the experience and theater performers.
My guest is Delene Davidson, President and General Director of the Muses Creative Artistry Project. They'll be presenting a concert mixing opera and musical theater on Thursday, September 13th in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center. It sounds like your organization is taking a very unique approach to presenting artistic endeavors to the community and to the public, and doing it in a way that encompasses so much. It sounds like it's an exciting program that you're going to be bringing to here in Jonesboro.
Oh, thank you so much. We really believe in it. It's our passion. It's our love. It's the center of what we do. It is a mission, but it's also a bit of a ministry. These are experiences that we have had in our professional lives. I'm a professional opera singer originally from New Orleans. I came here to Hot Springs in 2005 in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And the people that I bring here to perform with me are other performers and legacies and connections to people I met when I was in New York studying and performing. So what we want to do is keep this beautiful art form going. And it's not just an opera organization, this concert is, but all of the other programming that we do. These are music and art and classical styles that are literally one generation always away from being no longer accessible. Mm-hmm. Unless you learn them at home, you may not be exposed to them in school or in popular culture. So it's sort of, they call it museum music, but it's our heritage, it's our legacy. And so we want it to be available, we want it to be fresh, and I promise you it's entertaining, it's exciting. This is not a dry recital hour kind of presentation, this is absolutely a show. We've got all of the elements that you would expect to find in a touring company show. This is full-level professional performance, and it's entertaining. It's accessible, meaning we're going to have a reception afterwards where we want you to stay and visit and talk to us and tell us what you experienced and tell us more about what you would like to hear or to see or to experience. And it's an organic organization. The Muses grows and adds programming based on the needs of the community. The program has already changed in its last decade to accommodate what we found out, like our young artist program, to accommodate college students from across the state into this programming. This is something we didn't know we could do when we first started, but it became available to us. They sought it out themselves as needing a transitional professional experience between their school learning, what they learned in the classroom and in working with their teachers, to how might I do this professionally. So the Muses represents that interim step for them. So it is exciting. We love touring the state. This is our first time in Jonesboro, and we're very happy to come to Northeast Arkansas. The very next night, we're going to be down in Texarkana covering that end of the state, and then, of course, we've got Central Arkansas with Little Rock, Hot Springs, and Hot Springs Village.
Delene Davidson is a president and general director of the Muses, an Arkansas-based performing arts ensemble. The group will present a concert of music from operas and Broadway shows this Thursday night at 7:30 in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center in Jonesboro. Tickets and more information are available at yourfowlercenter.com. More information about the organization is at musesproject.org. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.